it looks like Canadian phone lines are still working, Sue. We see you right here on the board. All right. So let's bring in Ion. Ion's had to wait almost an hour.
Well?
We don't usually do that. Yeah, you're very clear. Very good.
Okay.
Let's bring in Ion. And
hey.
I think this is Ion.
It went blip.
That's what it does.
It's Sue Bone.
Oh, hello, Ion.
Hey, darling.
You've been
calling
me.
Happy. We have. And we're hoping you eat some meat. You need to eat some meat, girl.
I've got lots of meat here, baby.
There you go. Eat them meat. Eat them meat. It's good. All kinds.
Yeah.
Raw, done, otherwise. It's fun. It's pretty interesting to see what your body will do, is it not?
It is. What more shall I expect?
Clarity.
It's on to me.
Clarity.
Oh, definitely.
Clarity.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's the whole point. The whole point of this machination, because it is kind of a blur after a while, to coin it simply, it allows you to have something to juxtapose a reality against. All right? You have a firm brick wall or a brick facade on a edifice that's, say, stately or large or has a presence. That's something that you can bump into, you can press against, okay? It's a mainstay. So then when the winds blow and the craziness comes and the ups and the downs and everything a rabbit can do to a stump is occurring, you can bump up against the hard place and be stable. And so what you're talking about with your shifting and changing in the now all-meat world is a great thing. Oscar Mayer loves it, you see, because that's what they've been trying to get you to do for 100 years, you know. The B-O-L-O-G-N-A, it's a good day. But it gives you something to balance, too. Okay, because you don't know, you see. I mean, people say, oh, I'm not crazy. And we go, how do you know? Until you can balance that to some relative thought or cognitive realization, you can't know, you see. It's all a pipe dream. Or what's the difference? As in your dream state, sometimes you come from dream states and you know that it was, but you go, no, that was a dream. And you go, wait, that really was. No, that was a dream. A bit more clarity will help you shift a little easier. Because you were going through dimensions so hard and fast already anyway that it was impossible. You couldn't keep track. It's like, how many times did you take off in an airplane? You don't even know. You see? Mm. You might have counted, but you'd change dimensions just as quick. So anything that would put you in a position where you could be stable and safe and stop and I don't want to change it anymore. I love to fly, but I don't want to change it anymore. See, it becomes a circular thing. Now it allows you to say, oh, okay, we'll be in a position that you can press securely to something or against something that has firmament, that has stability. And that's great because it'll allow you to enjoy that for a little bit till it's time to get the hell out of Canada. Go slow.
Yeah, I feel like I've been slammed over the last couple of years. Slammed.
Yeah.
So,
well, you never
dreamed.
Hold on. You in 10,274 years never dreamed that Air Canada would do to you what they did. You, in 10,474 years, would have never dreamed that the dichotomy of the Canadian world would become so slipshod, to coin a phrase. You see, it's quite sobering because that was a standard, meaning there's nothing wrong with Canada. There's nothing wrong with Canadian people. It's just so, yeah, they've lost the capacitation to endure and take care of themselves and everybody else by placing everybody in the same cardboard box. And what's happening now is it's fallen. And that's what you're noting. And you would have never dreamed that.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have embraced that. Because it's like, well, okay, that was nice words. Okay, that might be a little strange, Bion. Okay, that might be a little much. Don't you think that might be a little harsh, just a little sharp, a little terse? We go, no, because it's coming. And just so you're prepared. And we want you to be able to come out with your real estate intact. We want you to come out where you're sated. And together and all that kind of good stuff so that you're right. And we're going to help. Don't worry. We always do. But you're all right. When you get back home, you're going to be fine. And when you need something, holler. We can help. It's what it's for.
Great. Bob, what Ion is referencing is I've become a carnivore over the last 8 months, and it's been really balancing me out and grounding me. And certainly creating a lot more strength and clarity and focus. And, I mean, here I landed after being off-planet for so long, and I had to detach in order to re-engage with you guys. But I feel that, you know, the Canada that I used to know, which was sort of clean, safe, and friendly, has imploded with Trudeau and all the crazy stuff going on there.
It was safe. It was safe. It was safe. It was safe. Canada was safe.
Safe. Oh, yeah.
However placid, yeah. It was still safe. You see, that was the thing. And now it's on.
Now it's on. Yeah. So the scenario with Trudeau.
So look at your question,
and,
Sue.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at your questions. You know, that was a nice intro.
Okay.
And go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Ion. I remember you telling me, how many years ago was it, you telling me that Canada was going to go down? And that was such a shock.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
you said Air Canada was going to go down. And, of course, if Canada
yeah.
goes down, so does Air Canada. But, you know, those
yeah.
are my two... streams of income, and yeah, so I'm looking at timing. I mean, that was something that kind of blew me out of the water. I never thought this would ever happen, and now it's
right.
totally possible. And is it possible that this could be turned around? Is it possible that Canada
no.
could split
no.
up and become
it's
part
that.
Of the United
no.
States?
No.
No,
no, no, no, no, no.
Not that Alberta
no,
might
no,
split.
No, no, let me tell you why.
No.
Now, Alberta
okay.
may split. Alberta may split. But your new problem is Japan. It's not even China. Your new problem is Japan.
Wow.
When they sell it off, and they're going to sell it off from Saskatchewan on, there's so much of that space that has almost all but no value. And there's so many places that where they sell property by the square inch that it's going to turn
mm-hmm.
some heads, and it'll be like a vacuum, a vacuum. And yes, Alberta very good, and Victoria may not make it either. We're going to have to see. They've got a capacity because they at least have revenue, but yeah, it's pretty done.
What do you mean about Victoria?
It's pretty done. It could stand on its own.
Victoria.
Could. Yeah, it could.
Hmm.
There's a ton of old money there, real money, real wealth there.
Yeah. Yeah. They're also getting flooded by a lot of the homeless people in tent cities and things like that.
Well, of course.
A lot of people cannot.
They could sustain them. But they won't, you see, because once you take them on, it's what Germany found out when their population was waning. They said, oh, we'll let all these
yeah.
little Politburo people come in here, and they'll do the working jobs, and they'll sweep the floor, run the leaf blowers, and rake the yard, and wash the clothes, and darn the sheets, and keep everything nice and ironed. And then they realized that they almost took over. It was not what they prescribed.
Yeah.
Angela Merkel
yeah.
missed it just by about a couple of million. But the same thing,
mm-hmm.
it's the openness. The reason Canada doesn't mind whoever comes is because they're hoping they'll bring something to do something to make some taxes. But see what's happening now, the taxes are taxing themselves. The taxes are taxing themselves. So the government can't hire enough people to make enough money, to charge enough money to pay the government. It's like the Baptist church when they have this continual spaghetti suppers, and they're going to eat their way out of debt at $5 a plate.
Right.
You're trying
so
to eat your way out of debt.
Eat your way out of debt. So are you saying that Japan owns a lot of the middle of Canada in the wheat belt?
Yes. Yes, and they're buying more every single day. Because, see, remember purple? Remember all that's going over there? Yeah, they're taking their money to run, you see. We don't talk about purple much anymore, but it's hot. Hot as a $2 pistol.
Purple.
Mm-hmm. Fukushima.
Purple. Fukushima.
Which is Bob's little way of sharing a little radiation.
And wasn't it Trudeau that called the Japanese president when he visited Canada? He called him the Chinese president twice.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
I think he kind of insulted him pretty good. Yeah.
He did. Yeah. He did because he saw him as a kid. He was still, and they still hold on, because he smiled and bowed and drank the tea. And it's like, I will crush you into a fine powdery pulp, Mr. Trudeau. Please do that once more. Disrespect me once more.
Yeah.
Please. Oh, please would you, if you don't mind. I like it. May I have another, sir? Meanwhile, everything's up. Because, you see, the bonds are due, and they've got to be paid, and they don't have the money checks right now.
Yeah, he's been giving billions to other countries and to the EU and to the UN.
Mm-hmm. Where's their standing army?
Trudeau.
Where's their standing army?
Didn't they just say that they were going to create an army over there? Isn't that a Merkel thing?
Do. Because they're trying to make something to create revenue. See, they got to spend money to make money to make money to spend money. Ooh, it starts the whole game, the blame game, and it's a mess. So the good news is, darling, it's dead. They're just waiting on a disease to claim the body. That's all that's happening. And I am glad that it took, I wish what we said was not the case, but we are glad that it took as long as it has, because that way it lets the last of the good ones out before it's too late. That's good.
Wow. So are we talking like years? Are we talking months? Are we talking before the election, after the election in Canada?
What's going to happen in this election? It's going to be a mess because at some point it doesn't matter. And see, here's the point. When you have this kind of system, when the election doesn't matter, there's your trouble. Your words are sound in what you're asking, but when you realize that the election in that communist nation isn't going to make any difference one way or the other, you still can't pay your bills. It doesn't matter who's in charge. You can put, they might go in and have a write-in ballot and elect Donald J. Trump, the president of Canada, and give it to him vicariously and see if he'll just take it on and just run the business and run the things and not have to make any speeches or nothing, or he'll have a few rallies or what or whatever. But listen, let him vicariously straighten out Canada in a sidebar. That might be interesting and kind of fun, but the problem is they have now reversed the M1 money flow to such a degree that even the wood and the paper and the industry, the oil, see, there was great oil in Canada all of a sudden. That's what some of that pipeline business was about. It's all crushed. It's all done.
Yeah.
Now, there's resources they can't even get to. There's minerals. There's lots of things that could be wrought out of those lands, but they can't do it now. It's not happening. There was a time, when Truman was president, there was a time that it could have worked out, but it didn't, and now it's on a path that won't work.
Oh man!
Just like Brennan said, it's a broken social scene.
Yeah. So, I was sort of hoping if Trump decided to buy Greenland, he could just drop in and buy Canada, too. that would get him to the North Pole, and then there could be China and Russia and the U.S. at the North Pole.
Well, see, Russia is already available. There's so little of Russia left. Now, and see, it's interesting because we like the way you prescribe this, because you're describing Russia. When you say that, people think of the USSR, okay? That's a huge amount of property, of real estate, of country. Russia is just a tiny little microcosm of that now. USSR is a whole other thing. You got the whole world. They've all done their own thing. It's a whole other game from the Black Sea. It means a whole different thing from there now, because all those have been broken down. So you absolutely could pick up all that. That's easy. As we standard, my standard joke in those days was, you can buy Russia for a dollar. It only costs a dollar. You can buy the whole country for a dollar. You got to feed them. That's the trouble with it. You got to feed them. But it is amazing that how the lack of capacity of running just basic tactile economics has gone so far outside of the part that can apply. Part that can apply means the government's goal was to take care of everybody, to feed everybody, let everybody do what they want to do, and whatever, and take care of everything. And you give us our money, it's like a kaput. You give us everything you got, and we'll give you what you need, basically. And after a little while, folks get to a point and they go, wait, I want two doors on my house. I don't want a house with just one door. I'd like a house, please, with two doors, if I could, please. And that's when it goes on. Because now you have to segregate the segregated. So it's very challenging. But we, alas, poor Canada, we knew it well.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Oh, and here's what's even worse, if you really want to get down to it. If it couldn't get any worse, here's where it gets worse.
Oh, goody, here we go.
Now. Well, see, we're the ones that told you this thing that was going off the rails some time ago, and now you're starting to notice that the sprockets on the choo-choo train are kind of barking a little bit. Now here's what happens. You have a tech. Now you have a tech body. Sue, now you have a tech body that's loosed in a system that can convince everybody that everything's okay. That'll be the news. That'll be the news. It'll be like, you remember the radio ads that they did? There is no problem in Russia, especially in Chernobyl. No problems. There's no problems in Russia, especially in Chernobyl. Those were the actual ads. Okay? They're going to convince, the tech body is going to do everything possible to convince everybody in Canada that all is well. Just relax. This is the new spa system. The gas doesn't really hurt you. Just breathe it slow. It's easy. You'll just quietly go to sleep. It'll be so nice. Don't worry. Don't worry. Everything is okay. It's fine. Just relax. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. Because what you don't want is everybody leaving. You see?
Right.
There's a lot of people. If
and why don't
the
they
good
want
ones
everybody
leave,
leaving?
It's, but because they got to go, where are they going to go? Where's all of Canada going to go? Where are they going to go? There's no place for them to go. Because anywhere they go, they're going to feed me, clothe me, tend me, look after me, give me enough money to live, make sure I got this, take care of that, I want this, I've got that, I got a pain, I got a this, I got a that. I'm supposed to have this, I'm supposed to have this. What the hell you mean I got to wait? What do you mean? I'll queue up, but I'm not moving until I get my due. I'm like, ooh, wait a minute now. Nobody wants that. Nobody can afford that. You see? And so they're lost in space from the condition. So the tech body is going to woo them into complete conformity that everything is okay. Everything is fine. And then after a little while, it'll be you can go into Canada, but you can't come out. You watch. Canadians can go anywhere. Soon it'll be where anybody wants to can come in, but you will not be allowed to get out. Can't afford it. I got to stay.
Yeah.
And they'll hold that tension over you until they can't pay. But those bonds are due. Sue Bone, those bonds are due, and they're not making those payments right now. So caveat emptor is what we have to say today.
Wow. What is caveat emptor?
Buyer beware.
Oh, yeah. What a friggin' mess.
Yes, dear. We're sorry. Or glad. Or so the magic of this, darling, here's where it's good news for you, a sin. Then you don't have to worry about it. The cares of life shall grow strangely dim, and we'll get you out of that hell hole and get you into living. You'll be all right. It's going to be fine because it's fine. You get it. I mean, you get it. I mean, there's nothing else. You see it. You taste it. You feel it. It's tactile for you now. Now, it is sobering. I'll give you that because you live your whole life in a world where you know something is. And now that you come home one day and your house is gone, you're like, what the hell? That my house is. And then maybe it isn't, you see. That's the shifting thing that's occurring. It's occurring. But what we want to do is we want to get you so you before your real estate has a problem. That's what we want to do. We got to be a little bit ahead. You've got to be a little bit ahead of the curve. Because
that's
a huge chunk, a huge swath that you're going to want to take out. And if it goes to nothing, that won't be good, you see.
No.
But we got to be just ahead of it, just ahead of it. So all your little handyman things that you want to do, make sure those are up to date so that there's no weird gutters or no weird anything. So if it does go to a buyer, they won't have to think about, oh, I've got to put in a new hot water boiler or a new roof or a new, you know, kitchen sink or something like that. Make sure things are sort of, well, you're neurotic about that shit anyway, so that's no issue. But just make sure that don't let something go. You know what I mean? From that standpoint. So then in a year and a day, then you can say, this may be about time. Or you get the email, hey, Sue, get the hell out. Let's go. You can then very easily make that move. You know, and that's all. And that's just normal.
Okay, good.
And now, here's the thing. Just do normal living as you're doing. That's fine. Just be aware.
Yeah.
Keep everything ready to go. Keep it ready to go. And then as this evolves, you're going to get a few bumps to say, this ain't feeling right. Something's up. Before it goes into like bedlam or turmoil or that kind of stuff. Because, you see, once the banks start having issue, you can look at the Royal Bank of Canada. You can look at the RBC. You can look at the Bank of Nova Scotia. Because right now, that's the only thing sort of holding things up today. There are no loans coming into Canada anymore. Nah, I think they're past
what
eight.
About
all they are is just, they're just processing. They're just processing.
Wow.
They're insolvent. Today, they are insolvent.
Wow. Okay, so I should move whatever money I have over into U.S. dollars now, right?
Is it 60% today? 60% to a dollar?
Oh, God. No, it's like, I thought it was 75, but now it's 70. I don't know. 70, 60, who knows?
Oh. Yeah. Hold on 1 second, because they may do some crazy something. It's not the right time. The trees start coming in. When the trees start coming in, it does balance, because they still sell those in U.S. dollars. So it does do a bit of a bump. They've been robbing the U.S. economy for years with that, and they still do it, and that's fine. That's fine. But what happens is you may get a tiny little bump before they close down, before Boxing Day. So just be ready before Boxing Day to see. Because if you get that little bit of a bump, if it hits 75, by God, shit. Are you kidding, honey? If it hits 75%, you better jump hard.
Okay.
And you can leave it in that same bank. Just change it into U.S. dollar account. That's all you have to do. You don't have to go anywhere.
Yeah, I'm starting to do that now. Great. So all of us Canadian Ionauts, are we Ionauts now, not Ionettes? We're taking this to heart.
Well, it's due. It's time.
Yes,
it's yours to lose. It's yours to lose.
Okay.
It's your world. It's yours to lose.
Okay. No, I was kind of hoping that the U.S. would take over Canada and then I could just have this place with my cottage, right?
No. Yeah, maybe.
We could send
the U.S. trucking team to come put your house and put it on a truck and drive it to the U.S. Now we might do that.
Well, thank you.
Pipes and all, if that's what you like. But
oh my God! So we should look at going down and checking Ashland out.
Okay. Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice. Are you saying Asheville?
Is it Asheville
North Carolina?
Or Ashland?
Asheville, North Carolina. Henderson, Back Cove, all of that area is pretty charmed. But don't get all carried away. Go down, play. Go to the Biltmore House. Look around and that whole. It's a little bit of an artsy fartsy kind of a thing now. That's kind of okay, you know. But you know what I'm saying. You can be a little bit of woo woo, not a bunch of crystal licking bullshit. But there's some of that, you see. And it's not a terrible place to sort of vacillate. Meaning, there is a bit of culture. I mean, there's parts of the U.S., you know, where it's just rednecks and bib overhauls and not so pleasant. You see what I mean? That's not going to be pleasant for you. It's got to be engaging for you. See, in order for this to work, it's got to be heaven for you and us. See, in order for this to work, it's got to be heaven for you, too.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
So go play with it. Play with it and say, this is interesting. And then you're going to die when you see what you can get. One, if you're lucky and get the right price out of your house, what you can buy in Asheville, North Carolina, and just the outskirts, you know, get up in the mountains or the hills or something if you want a view or something. Yeah, you can do amazing things just outside of there. Great big monster house if you wanted it. So, makes it fun. Build it big enough,
right,
and then you can save some of your Canadians and let them come in and let a room to them. You can make your own B&B. And gouge their eyeballs out as they go. But make it so you have your space. If you do that, get something big enough, which you can do very easily. Get something so you have your own space. That's very important. Because, you know, you drag all these stray dogs home and it's just too much. You need your space. As long as you have that, then we don't care. Whatever, you know, buy all of Asheville. It doesn't bother us. Anything between Asheville and Bat Cove.
Bat Cove, got it. And this new tech body aspect, I'm looking at doing some sort of real estate online business.
Yeah.
How does that work with the new tech body? It's okay?
Oh, it's easy.
Good?
No, it's not okay. Oh, hell no. Are you nuts?
Am I nuts? The devil.
No, you're fine. But listen, no, this is crazy. Are you? Hold on just a second. Soup on. Now, hey, do you know, you'll probably need your Googler there. Have you heard the art and artistry of Fuck Bunny? Have you?
No.
I think he is. Wait. It's also known as, he might be known as Bad Bunny. Okay. Bad Bunny is a Puerto Rican. Bad Bunny, he's a Puerto Rican. He speaks not one single word of English. Not one. Not a single one. And he is a rapper. Okay. And now everybody wants to do Cardi B and, oh, my Lord, the young Jeezy. Everybody's wanting to make any kind of music with him. He has like 900 million views, clicks. okay?
Wow.
Darling, in a minute you're going to find out that there's not that many people on the planet. If everybody clicked twice to give the exposure and the numbers that Fuck Bunny is engaged and enjoying in right now. Well, the second that happens,
right,
though, that moves Fuck Bunny to the top of the chart. So now the Tech Bunny has made Fuck Bunny the end-all, be-all. Lady Gaga doesn't have the exposure that Fuck Bunny has these days. And, you know, we like Stephanie. He's that girl. See? I mean, and Fuck Bunny came from nobody even knows who he is. And he's ahead of all of that presently. Put in Bad Bunny into your YouTube and watch it blow up. It's the most incredible thing you've ever seen. Look at the numbers. It's unfathomable. You can't, if you had to sit all day long for those kind of numbers, it's impossible. Now, so the same thing is true in real estate. The same thing is true in every other thing. Do you understand? Okay, let me tell you what's going on. The tech body has now absorbed something called Zillow. Z-I-L-L-O. Okay, Zillow.
Not W?
Okay. Yes.
Aren't they buying real estate?
They are real estate, darling. Here's a W.
Oh, they are real estate.
L-O-W. They are real estate.
Yeah.
All they were was an online service that gave the value. It's got everybody's house now. People, if you put your address in Zillow, see if it doesn't come up. It'll tell how many square feet it is. It'll tell how big it is. It'll tell how much it's worth, what the Zestimate is. It'll tell you how much it should rent for, who would buy it, who would do it, and where it would and why, what kind of it, how this all flows, how much your taxes are out of balance, where your neighborhood is, which, what the rating is of schools around where you are. It can absolutely, in 2.3 seconds, mastermind your entire experience so that it can go, dot, there's your house, in a second.
Wow.
It's done the same thing in the used car market. Used to used car market was the biggest dread of the world. Now they know every time it's had a wreck, they know if it's been flooded, they know if it's been to Florida to have salt damage. They know that if it's been up north in the roads and the salt having salt problems there, they know how many times the oil's been changed, how much it's going to cost in your zip code, how much the insurance is going to be, and all that bump, and you can buy anything you want to. Sight unseen, they give a full guarantee, warranty, make it good no matter what. Here's go. And they drop the son of a bitch at your house, a car. But that used to be a nightmare.
Wow.
And now you can buy a $100,000 car for $30,000 all day long. So now there's no issue. It's like, okay, you had a car. I don't care. Here, go. Let's go get another one. Click. Here you go. It's at the house time you are. Now, same thing is happening with real estate. Zillow is a tech body baby. It wasn't, but it is now. There's Redfin. There's some other things that are trying to become. It's the old Harry Norman realty model, but it's not the case. What they've done is they've converted real estate into just a tech feature. It's like an app. Now, and there's 99 million apps now. No one is. It doesn't cost anything if you don't download an app. There's no inventory on a shelf that you're penalized for having. But like real estate, if you're sitting there holding real estate that you're having to pay for that isn't being worked out or done or solved or settled or whatever, 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 all of a sudden now you're having a very different conversation. So now here you've got this Zillow who can tell you if you want to sell your house, they'll buy it for you. If you want to buy a house, they'll buy it for you. And they end up with a house, if it's foreclosed on, it'll just go to Zillow, and Zillow will sell it for you because it knows how to market it in such a way to find out what your personal hot buttons are because you personally have given the goddamn tech body everything about your body, where you go, what you eat, how you feel, who you fuck, what you want to do, what you think you want to do, and what kind of candle you just bought at the Pottery Barn last Tuesday. And they'll make sure one of those is sitting in this new house when you drive by to look at it. Because you gave it all of your information. So, darling, guess what? It's magic. The tech body will line you up with that in about 1 second. That's real estate in the tech world, darling. And it's marvelous because it's perfect in all occasions. It meets everything you wanted. You want a big house, a small house, a rich house, a poor house, a good neighborhood, a bad neighborhood. you want to save, you want to be close to the mall or far away from the traffic or whatever you want, it does that for you now. Okay? And then it'll finance it for you, too, because if you don't make the payment, it's going right back to Zillow anyway. Now, all of a sudden, in the neighborhood, you drive by, and all the real estate signs, they say, owned by Zillow. This property is owned by Zillow. You can't afford the house? Okay, we'll rent it to you. What? You don't just rent a house. Well, everything Zillow's got, if they got it, they'll rent it to you. Pay. The money's coming to their cashy money's coming to their checkbook anyway. They don't care. You want to buy it? Here, we'll sell it to you. You want to rent it from us? Here, we'll rent it to you. It don't bother us. Now it takes all the heat out of the fire. Because now you're like, wait a minute. You mean I can go to Asheville? I can rent a Zillow house for a dab of money, see if I like it or not, get real comfortable, and then I can own the house or buy the house or do something else or merge it into another thing? Sure. And Zillow says, why, that's Subaru. We just love you, honey. Anything you want, what would you like? We just be real still, darling. We're going to love you up. And you're like, wow, this is amazing. And all it is an app on the computer. That's all it is. But the Ted body has put a new sweet spot in it, darling. So if you want to do real estate, something, that's a beautiful thing. That's a wonderful thing. That's a great area and place to do it because everybody's flocking. They say there's a lot of energy, cosmic energy or some other crazy bullshit words, but, you know, who cares? If it sells houses, mm-hmm. who cares? But in that area, that's the new woo-woo kind of special place. It's something to do with the French Broad River, which flows right through there. It is quite idyllic and all that kind of stuff, but it's just good country. You know, and it's good. It's mountainous and has some views and has nice drives and decent. We're not saying move there, everybody, but we're just saying you were asking about what would be pleasant that you could enjoy. Well, you actually have some winter, which actually has normal, but then you have the great summers and you have, you know, it's not nasty weather all the time. It's pleasant, very pleasant. But you're not dying like in Floridia where it's 10,000 degrees all the time and 200% humidity.
Right.
Okay, so Zillow is the model
so
to look at.
Zillow?
Say,
who's
wow.
behind Zillow?
The tech body.
Who owns Zillow? The tech body.
Yeah.
Is Amazon planning to do the same thing as Zillow?
No. They don't want that. They don't want that. They're already in trouble. Trump's fixing to de-acclimate them. Antitrust laws have already been breached. If he doesn't play just exactly, if his cards don't play just exactly perfect, he, like Tesla, Elon Musk, will be a dim and faint memory.
Wow.
Hey, Sue,
whatever
when you asked me about Zillow, and I am said the tech body, that means Ion owns Zillow, according to what we just played. You got to make that substitutable. Ion and the tech body are interchangeable based on what you just heard, you know, 30 minutes ago.
Whatever happened to Carlos Slim? He was the richest man in the world. Do you all know this?
Yeah,
what happened to him? What happened to him?
Was he the Mexican guy?
He is. He still is. Richest guy in the world. And they don't talk about him. They don't talk about him like who? You ask, isn't that the Mexican guy? Like, yeah, well, so you have heard of this thing. So how do you become the richest person in the world, and all of a sudden now you have to go, yeah, he's the Spaniard. You know, it's dim and it's fleeting. That's the point. Bezos better get right with God, G-O-D, or Jeffrey Epstein will be handing him an epitaph. We can tell you that. Got to be very careful, see. You got those petards are so easily hoisted. You have to be careful or you'll catch Humpty Dumpty disease. So, set that aside. Zillow is an exact example of what you had. Your question was perfect because now what you're starting to also note and see is that the tech body is invading more and more and more of this arena. And people don't care. People don't care. They don't care. The convenience of it. Oh, I'm out of Tide washing powders. Yeah, I'm like Tide. Tide is a, hey, Siri, go get some Tide washing powders. We're on it. It'll be at your door by the time you get to the front door. There it is. And you're sitting here going, damn, I was just joking. Next thing you know, it's sitting at your front door. They got the code now, that they had the code to put it set inside your house and then lock the door back and feed the dog a treat while you're there. It's pretty amazing now. It's pretty amazing because they make it easy. And the and then you go, well, wait, why would I do that? Because it's easy. You don't got to go to the store anymore. You don't have to go to Costco and go chase it. And, you got the wrong thing. What's wrong with you? You don't have to do all that anymore. You don't got to do that. They'll just drop it in. If it's not right, you can order a brassiere, and if it don't fit, they'll pick it right back up. Bring you another one. When they bring, come to get that one. It don't bother them. They do what you want to do. It's easy. You can order 100 pair of shoes, take the two you like, and they'll bring the rest of them back. The point is that they've made it so easy that then the humans give it more and more and more power, which is what happened to the Ark of the Covenant in the first place. That's where it got all that power, was from the human, in a cardboard box, living in a box. Then the veil was rent in two, and all that power escaped. So everybody had the atonable conditional response to ascend. But instead of ascending, they took it and they put it all that in their new little black box, their little black mirrors. They give it everything, Sue. They've given it everything. Every aspect of your life. They know where you're going. They know what you like. They know when you get there. They know what it's going to feel like. And they'll have your specific type of chai latte tea sitting there ready for you. And you'll go, It's the most amazing thing. Well, this is just sitting here ready for me. I just adore that. How about that? They put this right here for me, right here, right now. They go, yes, please, enjoy yourself. Got you. And so it builds and builds and builds to the point now where you're going to have to come to a place quickly. Now it's on. That's why everybody's talking about us having this sense of urgency, where before it was relax and allow and kumbaya and lay in a oily boat and limitless stream and you have eternity, do whatever you want to do, get loved up till you love up and all that stuff. Well, now all of a sudden it's escalated. Now they've gotten such a degree with it now. Because it's like, now you better come on, because the environment's changing quickly, very quickly. And everything you know to hold true in your world that you know now is topsy-turvy because of the whole conditioning response. Yeah. Sue, we got a memo, a newsflash. There's a couple of billion people that aren't going to make it through this new little travail that they're fixing to be endeared to. We jokingly, people are laughing at us when we say, bring the carts coming up and down the driveway. Bring out your dead. Bring out your dead. And they just laughing. Oh, that's the most crazy thing they ever heard of. But now they turn around and they look in Los Angeles, oh, in Hollywood, by the way, and the rats have now outnumbered the people. They've outnumbered the people.
Yep.
One drop of listeria and those rats in Los Angeles is done. One drop of listeria in those rats, and guess what? They're done. Old-timey bubonic plague. The people who get the bubonic plague are dead. Because they didn't listen to Dr. Carolyn Dean. Dr. Carolyn Dean says, y'all need to stop taking these. Well, she wouldn't say it like that. We better be soft. Well, but we don't have to be soft. There might be an expletive in front of the word antibiotics. You have the sniffles and you're taking antibiotics. You should not do that. Because what you're doing is you're conditioning your body to be immune for the time you really need an antibiotic. If you've got to have an antibiotic and you're taking them for every time you get a sniffle, then it's not going to work when you really got something gram-positive or gram-negative going on. It's ugly, you see. But they didn't listen to her. Mm-hmm. So now when it comes along, you're on on level 40,000 of a strain of an antibiotic that used to, Cipro was a thing. Cipro won't even do anything anymore. That's about worse than penicillin anymore because people have just abused it to such a level and degree that it's actually made them toxic. So when something comes along, everything is resistant. So you had one drop of C. diff and one drop of listeria, and people can't stop going to the bathroom until they dehydrate and die. And there ain't enough angels in heaven or devils in hell to make a difference. Meanwhile, the angels are laughing their ass off. One day, the trumpet is going to blow so loud that people are going to hear the clarion call. And for many, it will be too late. Sorry. Happy. We told you. We told you. And that's all. So now what happened is, and then, of course, the scriptures all go back to the last trump of God shall stand. How cheeky. If you really, I mean, we're going to have to shoot Bob in the head. It doesn't do any good because they keep shooting him all the time now. But we have to shoot him in the head because all these crazy things that are written that nobody understood are now applying exactly what here at the wall actually means. You see, how it exactly applies to what the tech body, well, it wasn't even the tech body, the five bodies. Remember the five bodies? Remember the tiny note? Remember Garrett Dean? You might recall Garrett Dean, might you? There was a level of capacity, level of capacitation that after a little while, you could actually understand. And you didn't have to ask Ralph Doobie what he thought about it, did you? Pretty cool. And poor Bob Carr, who had to go to Mumbai just to get away from it all, but that's another conversation. The point is, Bob has pinpointed this all the way back through, and he's moved so far up the food chain now that it's getting ridiculous. The first 80 or 90 or 100 things kind of puts you on tilt a little bit. Now, he doesn't even, if you notice it's a bad day, Bob doesn't even brag anymore. He doesn't even tout the CKLN and his secret counsel of 10 and how he undid the turning taxons and all the John Birch Society and the, all that kind of foolishness. He don't even fuss with that anymore. He's like, oh, well, that was a good day. We'll move on. It's no problem. If you all listen to what he's actually not saying, he's saying a mouthful. But he ain't talking, if you've noticed. Now, that's crazy. It's crazy talk. It's crazy talk. But Bob's not carrying on anymore. Somebody should take notice. You should take notice. Dorothy, you're not in Kansas anymore. That was a good question. You got another one?
So, Bob, why aren't you talking about that anymore, Bob?
Uh-oh. Actually, now,
my bodyguards won't let me. No, he's right. I am right. Bodyguards won't let me. I don't want to overwork them too much. But, you know, when you're in the middle of it and you're in charge, you let everybody else claim stuff. You keep quiet.
Good. That's right.
You know,
that's
like
nice.
Carlos Slim.
Yeah.
Mr. Slim, we don't hear nothing from him.
The Spaniards,
we don't hear nothing from George Soros anymore. Where's George Soros?
What happened here? Did y'all kill him or something? What's up? He was funding the old apocalypse and every nasty, terrible thing. Was he buying babies from Jeffrey Epstein, too? We don't know. Maybe he might have been. We don't know. They have this weird proclivity to things after a little while we got decided. But, Marshall McLuhan. This must be what a post-Mary McLuhan really looks like, Bob, where anything goes. And if you got the wrong, and if everybody's in the seat. And here's the thing. Everybody's on his dossier. Donald Trump's on his dossier. Bill Clinton's on his dossier. My God, the grandson of the fucking Queen of England is on the dossier. It's not so pretty now, but it's not too odd that he had many bones broken in his neck long before his final demise of self-suicide, you see.
Well, here's something we could talk about. A couple of years ago, you said,
Guatemala was holding the Royal Bank of Canada together. Can you go into how that happens? Is it just dope money, or what is it in Guatemala?
Well, no, we don't know. You don't know. They don't know anymore. See, that's the thing. You say the word dope money like it has some persona, like it's ill-gotten gains. Okay, here's the thing. There's no good or bad attached to money. Okay? Now, if it really is laundered money or dope money or whatever, whatever, some grandma gave a dollar to something that someone else took and maybe bought dope with, does that make all money dope money? No. Money is just money. And if it's laundered, if it's piled up and it's moved, and it goes back into the society, that's where Chapo survived. El Chapo and the Sinaloan cartel, that's how he did it. He pumped all that money back into his community. You see? And so, therefore, they'd whoop your ass. You go up against El Chapo, because that was their living. Was that dope money? It was rolled right back into the same. See, is Canada dope money? That all dope. That's all they do. That's all they have is big pharma. Is Canada dope money? If you got Canadian dollars, are you a dopey? Is that how that works? No, it's not. There's no plus or minus added to it. Now, if you're saying that it's illegal transfer, this, that, now the only reason it's illegal is because if Guatemala is holding it up and they decide to stop, then you got a problem. It's called the compliance department. You can go make a deposit in any bank you want to, and you think that's a good thing because you're the big guy and you're helping them out and you got a big account at the bank. The banker man sees you as a liability. Because when you put your money in the bank, if you get a great big, you really get a big pile of money, you're going to find you only have a few choices to where you can bank. Because they can't take your deposits because you raise the book value of their bank up. And when you raise their book value up, then they're at a higher level responsible for balancing their debt load. Because if they put all their stock in you and you get mad and write a check and put all your money out, they go bust because they are loaning that money to other people for increase in return in order to pay you a pittance. Now, here's the rub. Now, we've said all that to bring it up to the point. What's happened now, everywhere else in the world, Canada included, their bonds are negative value. That means if you give them $100 in 10 years, they're going to give you $99 back, less than what you bought, so it protects your money. You're losing money, but their point is to protect it. So the whole wide world is dumping money into the United States of America like it is going out of style, okay? And guess what that's done? Mm-hmm. That is so diluted, the bond yields, because of what they're buying at any price, the price goes up, the yield goes down. You're going to see 30-year fixed loans at 2.1%, 2.01%. Mm-hmm. When it hits that point, you better, if you're going to do a loan, we say don't do a loan. We say don't live in a house that ain't yours, but that's another conversation. We're not warning it. If you're going to do that, whatever, whatever, great. 2.01 is the magic number for a 30-year fixed loan in the United States of America. Unheard of. Because there's so much money flowing in, it's overbalancing M1. So the gross national product can increase. So all this work Trump's doing, putting everybody back to work, is increasing the gross national product, total value of all goods and services produced in the country in a year. And so that all this extra money coming into the system balances to that increased GNP, and it balances it. Everybody's saying, scared, 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 up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. Even dead cats bounce and you drop them off a 100-foot, 100-story building, up, down, up, down. But what happens is nobody's talking about the Federal Reserve anymore. You don't even know who the chairman is anymore. You knew who it was, Ben Bernanke. Nope. Janet Yellen. Nope. Who is it now? You don't even know. The point is the Federal Reserve has all but been obfuscated. They don't do anything anymore. There's nothing. There is no more of this buying the own bonds back that Bernanke liked to destroy the U.S. with, almost destroyed it with. They're not doing that anymore. There is no, we don't even say the word. The QE2 and the quantitative easing, there is no more of that. There is no more of that. Now there's so much money they can't do that. But it's run the prices up because of people buying all the bonds. It's dropped the yield to a lower level, which is great and fine because the U.S. has a great amount of debt, but it also has to pay interest on, so it can afford to pay the vigorous on its debt and allows that to increase so that the draft rises, the tide rises, all the boats in the harbor. And that makes the amount of new money coming in and the amount of gross national product increase to level, and everybody's screaming, recession, recession, recession. It won't be a recession. It's going to catch up. Two quarters, all of a sudden, it's going to be bump, and they're going to be level, and it's going to be happy days are here again. And here we go all the way around, and they'll sing the song of Trump. Pelosi will probably have suicide. And what happened to Impeach 45? Where is our darling little window of heaven from Maxine Waters, who was going to impeach 45, who, by the way, is the chairman of the Banking and Finance Committee. She's the chairman of that in
wow.
the House of Representatives. She chairs that committee.
Wow.
She's scared shitless. You know what? There's too much money. She can't do what she needs to do. She can't shut it down. She can't burn it up. She can't blow it up. Because if she raises her little hand, they're going to bitch slap her into next Tuesday because it's too sweet right now. This train's going 150 miles an hour. If you throw a cow on the tracks right now, it's going to get ugly. You got to keep them tracks clear. It's got to flow. That's what's happening today. It's fun. That's the world as we know it.
Wow.
That's a good question. You're doing so good, honey. This is good. You've been practicing this. All right. Now, let's go a little further. While you're at it.
Oh, my God.
Other countries.
No, wait a minute.
Other principalities.
What does it mean that Guatemala props up the, after all you've said, what does it mean Guatemala props up the World Bank of Canada? What is Guatemala?
Nothing. It's a placeholder from Kuala Lumpur. Maybank handles all the transactions in Guatemala. And that's why the Royal Bank of Canada is there and in Panama and in Colombia. Oh, it's all those emeralds in Bogota, we're sure. No, all those natural resource committed projects go back through Kuala Lumpur, and Guatemala is like Costa Rica, one of the only economies or dichotomy, it's not even really an economy, where it's all one-sided. So anything you do helps that country balance because no money is going to Guatemala, you see. So they're using it. They'll give you anything to be able to do business there because that helps their whole nut. You see, if everybody had to fly Air Canada, there wouldn't be a problem. But Canadians don't even fly it anymore. So it's pretty ugly.
Hmm.
Then they start dropping flights. Then the price goes
up.
Then they lose.
Will all of North America, right down to South America, become part of the United States conglomerate?
No. They're going to make some trade treaties and blah, blah, blah. But see, what's going to happen when people start dying, there won't be a notice. You won't notice it. And what's going to be is you're going to ascend or you're going to die. So that's it. And when they start dying off hard, really hard, where you have to have all these bulldozers that everybody's so happy about, Caterpillar for building, they call them, you know what they call them? You know what they call them? You can go to Caterpillar. They call them body movers. They call them body movers. Caterpillar is producing tractors, bulldozers, and they call them body movers. What they call them?
Oh, they're getting ready, darling.
They're getting ready. They're going to sell a world of them. Good thing to have stock in, I guess, in the body moving. It's pretty astounding. As Bob would say, just saying, y'all do what you want to. It's all right with us because we don't care anymore. We're happy. We want you to ascend. We want you to come into your place of power and look at your world now, where you were, what's going on, and where you are now. You have a very visceral ability and capacity now to say, yes, it's wonderful. Bob's still the only one that will stay with you till you buy or die. You can believe that. He's the only one that will, because for some reason he cares, and we don't know why. But he may send flowers to the funeral. I don't know. He's driven. He drove May Bussell to hers, and he's probably going to have to chase down, and he'll probably go dig Mary McLuhan up and say, "Give me my money back, you owe me." Probably, but ooh, that's another thing. We weren't supposed to say that, were we, Bob? Whoops. Anyway, so good.
That was true.
There you go. Maybe Eric will cover it. What do you think? Oh, wait. Damn. No, he didn't make it easy.
No, he got two.
So the point is that once people start really, really withering, it'll be a non sequitur. It'll be a non sequitur because everybody's all worried. The Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who doesn't know what a garbage disposal is because of her wonderful life she's lived in the upper side or the poor end of the rough end of Queens and in the bad part of New York City. She's come to a place where she has these fabulous high-ended notions that are absolutely 100% correct. She says in 12 years it's going to be over. Guess what? That's about pretty close. Pretty close. For many of the little men that don't ascend, yeah, it'll be, if something don't get them, something else will. Because if you notice, look at medicine, the way even in the United States, look how they're doing medicine now. They're not about a drug so much anymore. They do a ton of them. They're just basically meeting, keeping your cholesterol sort of in line, making sure your hypertension don't get too crazy. By the way, if you haven't noticed, everybody's morbidly obese anymore. So everybody's got tattoos. They got little things to help keep your sugars so you can get to the grocery store or the buffet and can eat 40,000 calories of sweet cakes one more day, you know, so you can live one more day and eat the sweet cakes. The point is that what the medicine is doing is they're just edging you along a little by little by little by little till you get to decide, you see? So smoking is bad, 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 bad. So now they got vaping. So they make up vaping and people having seizures and running around all over the place, that kind of stuff, because they got a new thing. Because back in the day, the doctors used to smoke cools and say, "Oh, this is a great." And a cough in a carload, have all you want, you know, and those were the days. There was a day you could smoke on airplanes, for Pete's sake, back in the day.
Yeah.
That's another conversation. It wasn't a big thing. It wasn't an issue. It was something people engaged or didn't. So that was bad. Now they've proved it's bad. So now they let you vape. So now you can vape where you want to. And then everything replaces something else because you get out of balance from the feeder process. Mm. You have the ability to overcome all these carcinogens and all these issues and these problems. But at some point, it becomes too much, too toxic for the body. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the environment is changing. Everything that they're talking about, carbon, 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 it is increasing. Oh, yeah. Did we mention that? Yeah.
And it's a good thing.
It's increasing. It's a fabulous thing. But now they're saying it is a terrible thing. Okay. But if you think you're going to go to Miami and buy a whole bunch of oceanfront real estate, you better come on up toward Alcala. Somewhere everything north of your great big little pond of water about in the middle of it. Because it's going to get sort of, it'll be different at that point. Got to come way in. Because it's not that necessarily the water level is going to go. The water's going to go bad. Because it holds, the oxygen is the problem. Oxygen is the issue. And so your body has to be made in such a way. That's why the carnivore, and what you didn't tell everybody about your new diet is that you only eat meat. See, that's what you didn't say. You said you're on a carnivore diet, but no, that means you exclusively eat meat. That's the difference. Okay.
Yes.
But your body is prone to that because now you have to work for that digestion, and then the protein levels are good, and then it actually balances. It's nothing else. It's competing. Yeah. Which now force your adrenals to respond. Okay? And it doesn't matter how you like it or what kind of meat it is, and the fat level doesn't matter because you're in the business of digestion, which is appropriate. Set all that aside, the point now becomes is your body then, as you know, back in the days of green drink, remember green drink? How long was that?
Blue-green algae.
Yeah. Pretty good run for green drink. Then what happened is your body atoned, and balanced that. It always kept you in check, you see, until it didn't. Now everything has changed. So now this becomes the new, better, right way for you. Now, we can't say that's for everybody, okay? Because some people aren't quite that level yet. And we're not saying you're higher than someone else. We're saying that it's different, you see. Some people are in they're still carb loading, and they're doing great. So that's fine. That's fine. Some people is living on restructure. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you what, you get a hold of big old Bert, too. Lord have mercy. He's becoming a sight to behold, Donovan. He is. It's amazing what he's doing just on simple product and eating like a pharaoh. He's doing great. So we're saying your particular path is delightful, but it's not the model that everybody should follow if that's what they want to do. But if they want to, of course, burn it down. That's what it is. Go kill you a pig and eat it raw. It don't hurt our feelings. It's good. But wait. We're the same guys that told you to eat out of the septic tank, too, remember? Don't forget. We are those same guys. Mm-hmm. So be careful. It was all good. Drink them sewage. So you, they really are anyway. They just don't know it. Anyway, they don't call it a municipality for anything, for nothing. Okay, so as the body is changing, you're responding. Okay, now next level is bread of life, living water. That's the next phasality that comes into this thing. So basically it's going to take over. You've got to balance what you're doing in your mind, your body, and your spirit. Okay? You got to balance it at all levels because once you kick this off, it's kind of like Coldplay. Once you roll it out, you can't stop it. It doesn't stop. There's not an end. Same thing in mind, body, and spirit. What's going to happen is that your mind gets opened up and you get to overcome. How many years back in the day, darling, did you have to listen to us go on and on and on about the labyrinth of the mind? Lord, suffering. And so now guess what? The labyrinth has been settled. The puzzle has been solved. Okay? Not too far from later, you'll be able to consume things that will line that up. Right on. You get to choose. You engage it. Then what happens? There's a clarity that comes. Now, we would like to say some of that's happening naturally, but if you give it a little bump, sometimes it encourages it as well because you get something to compare it to. You see, you can compare your life with green drink and without green drink, right? You can compare it. And in that day, you would have died without it because you were, that was the point. It was actually keeping you very well in tuned and balanced, especially with your crazy-ass schedule.
Fine.
Because, honey, you're flying all over the place.
Yeah.
Insanity. Now it's a different level, you see, because the environment's changed and you have changed. But you can adjust and compare, okay? I'm at this level, I'm at that level. This is comfortable, this is not as comfortable, and I have to adjust. Boom. Okay? Mind, body, spirit, once that becomes in check, not balanced necessarily, but in check, then ascension becomes logical. See? That's the trick. Once the adrenals kick in and you realize that you can eat any amount of meat you want to eat, you don't gain weight, pretty astounding.
Mm-hmm.
And you're really satisfied. Mm-hmm. Where before you had to nibble. Oh, I only had 209 calories. I can have 116 calories. Oh, I'm going to eat 1/16 of a protein bar, and that'll do me till next Tuesday. Bullshit. get something that you can get your belly full, right, and you'll be satisfied. Because all that's going to happen is you're going to be an eternal being, miserable, because you can't have one spoonful of white sugar, for Pete's sake. It's ridiculous. So the balance then becomes, as you wax and wane in your meat sack body, you've got to continually allow the proton acceleration. Sue, where are you getting these wonderful questions? Donna, we can't get over. You are astounding. The new proton acceleration within the meat sack body. What's going to happen now, once you start kicking in your adrenals, and you got to get the tar babies just right. Don't worry, y'all. That's in route. It's in route. The tar babies just right. That'll open up the pineal gland that will allow you to assimilate what you're consuming, that will allow your balanced body, mind, body, and spirit to balance. Okay? The Christian church calls that Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, or Holy Most, or Emily Post, or some post, something to do with the last part. We don't know. It gets all up the angel's nose, that's for sure. So you can have a body, a board meeting over the body, and have it agree. Okay? And then you have a clear line of ascension. Then all of a sudden you start watching this occur. You can't get personal about this. Ma and Pa Kettle may not make it. I'm just saying, it's up to them. They got to choose. You can die waiting on them. You can give up your wellness to help the sick, but it won't make you, it won't help them. It won't help them. There's a reason, Sue, every day you said, put your mask on first. Don't help somebody else first. Put yours on. Be selfish. Stay alive. Then you'll be able to help somebody else. Maybe. But you've got to take care of you before you start worrying about your neighbors. There's a point for that. Once you get you right, then you can take the heppin' out everybody else with theirs. But until you get your mask on, don't be worrying about what somebody else ain't got yours on. You can't help them anyway. And you're going to be dead trying to make sure they survive, and they won't care, is the point. So put your mask on first. Get you right first. And once that happens, then, of course, be compassionate. Help anybody you can. Darling, you always have, for Pete's sake, even to your own hurt sometimes. And we'll give you that. We ain't worried you. We're just saying you don't got to do all this bullshit for all these crazy-ass people. Let them figure it out for themselves. And most of them are going to die anyway, so it doesn't really matter. Get happy. And if that works for you, then good. If you want to drag three or four of them along with you, it's all right with us. We don't mind. You get an ass pass every now and again. Do what you want to do. That's fine. But the point is, it's the shifting now that's coming. This is what Karen's been trying to tell you all these years with total fucked up biology. If you have the opportunity to ascend, allow your body the benefit to be able to ascend, which is what you came forth to do in the first place. It's why you don't have to feel guilty about being well. You don't have to feel bad. Well, Mom or Dad, and I wasn't fast, why should I too? Well, go and kill yourself, if that's the way you feel, because it's going to kill you anyway if you don't get an atonement between your mind, body, and spirit. So the radiation is here. The proton acceleration that's happening in the meat sack cells, meat sack cells. Science today is about to have a gizgasm. They can't figure it out. They can't focus it. There's so much radiation in the normal, natural, living world that their radiation, their chemotherapy, their new transitional positions are having little to no effect. But yet they're able to still keep you alive. It's astounding. Very dark, very hard to expire in ICU. They control every function. But there's not much living, you see. And then after a while, they let you go. You know, they let you go pretty easy. Because there's 25 in the waiting room ready to die, too. If you don't hurry up, they're not going to get to see everybody before close of business day. Duke and Duke straightened that out long ago. So the point is that your body and the balancing of that will allow the parts of your body that aren't being used to full capacity to open up, which is the clarity that you described when you started eating all meat. For you, you had an open clarity that was life-changing. then you note that, because you can compare it the other way. That's just, that's one example of exactly the bigger picture that's occurring. Meanwhile, all this meat you're eating, all this meat that you're eating, is more heavily radiated than it used to be. Very wonderful. Don't get a Geiger counter and put it over your meal. Don't do it. Don't get a Geiger counter and let that, not, that grassy knoll where the cows are out there eating. There's enough radiation in that grass or in that milk from that cow, if you're engaging in milk, that it would kill your grandparents with radiation. Oh, they keep moving the rads up.
It's making me feel good.
Used to it that 1,000 rads and kill you dead as a sack of hammers, and now 2,000 might give you a melanoma. They keep moving it up. They have to, because everybody's assimilating. They're all in, it's everywhere, you see. Meanwhile, there's no nutrition in the food, so what people are doing is they're eating themselves to death, starving. 6 stone overweight, 6 stone overweight, and starving, literally starving, because they don't have any nutrition. They don't have any nutrients. They don't have any minerals in their meat sack. And so they can't. And it's like in your diet, you could actually for the first time be sated. You can eat and go, wow, I've had enough. I'm good. You don't got to wait 20 minutes to say I overate. You know you've ate right then.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like, this is great. I'm tickled. This is great. It's perfect. And then you learn after a little while, based on what you're doing and balancing your protein levels, but all of a sudden you have enough energy to do everything you want to do, and you feel great, and you're living. It's amazing.
And the
okay, Sue,
magnesium and
do you have
minerals
point
are pretty
you want to
important
bring up?
In this diet, too.
You got your Canada thing figured out? You just sit nice and wait.
Canada looks interesting.
Wait for the email.
Okay, so thank you, Ion. This has been really
You're welcome, darling. We have always adored you, and we were going to come send a car for you if you didn't come back, but you came back, so that's good enough. Well, welcome home,
well,
darling.
Thanks.
Welcome home.
Thank you. I'll have
always.
More questions for you next
okay.
time. Thank you so much.
Fabulous.
Thanks, Bob.
So you can hang out, too, and listen to what other people bring up, what their issues.
Okay, and how do I mute, Bob?
Play a little music. I mute you. I'll mute you.
Okay, thanks.
Then you're mute. And
bye.
Every now and then I'll see if you want to say something, or you can type on the chat line. Okay, so I mute you.